Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back again with another dose of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly set you free. The art of forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness? Sounds like a Hallmark movie cliche. But trust me, this isn't about sweeping things under the rug or pretending like nothing happened. It's about taking back your power, healing your heart, and making space for joy in your life. Think about it. Holding on to anger and resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs you down, limits your movement, and makes every step feel like a struggle. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is like ditching that backpack, feeling lighter, and finally being able to breathe deeply again. Ever felt stuck in a loop of anger or hurt? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you and you just can't seem to let it go? Well, today we're breaking down how to navigate those tricky waters and emerge stronger than ever. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Let's get real, forgiveness is rarely easy, especially when someone has truly hurt us. But here's the thing, holding on to that anger isn't serving them, it's only hurting you. It keeps you tethered to the past and prevents you from moving forward with your life. Forgiveness is about choosing to release those negative emotions so you can heal and reclaim your peace. 2. You don't have to condone their actions. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what happened was okay or that you forget it. It simply means choosing not to let their actions define you or control your feelings anymore. Think of it like this. Imagine someone throws a rock at your window. It's frustrating, upsetting, and even damaging. But you can choose to clean up the broken glass and move on without letting that one act dictate the rest of your day. Forgiveness allows you to do the same with emotional wounds. 3. Start small. Don't pressure yourself to forgive everything overnight. Sometimes, forgiveness is a gradual process. Start by practicing forgiveness for smaller things in your daily life, a minor inconvenience, a rude comment, and gradually work your way up to bigger hurts. Remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Forgive yourself for holding on to anger or resentment for as long as you did. Recognize that healing takes time, and there will be ups and downs along the way. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's what matters most. 5. Seek support if needed. Forgiveness isn't always a solo journey. If you're struggling to let go of past hurts, don't hesitate to seek support from a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend. Talking things through can be incredibly helpful in processing your emotions and finding closure. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was holding on to so much anger towards her ex-best friend who betrayed her trust years ago. It poisoned her friendships, made her hesitant to open up, and kept her stuck in a cycle of bitterness. One day, she realized that this grudge wasn't serving her anymore. She started by writing down everything she felt, the hurt, the anger, the betrayal. Then she took that piece of paper and symbolically burned it, releasing those negative emotions into the air. It wasn't easy, but Sarah chose to forgive her ex-best friend not for them, but for herself. She realized that holding on to that anger was only hurting her. She started new friendships, embraced vulnerability, and found herself truly happy again. So, remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of pain and choose love over resentment. By practicing forgiveness, you're not condoning the past, you're choosing to create a brighter future for yourself. You deserve to be free from the weight of those burdens, so take that first step, breathe deeply, and remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Leave a review and let me know your thoughts on this topic. I love hearing from you. And until next time, keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.